With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court allows Texas to use a new congressional district map drawn to favor Republicans.
The divided court paused a lower court's ruling that the map likely discriminates against racial minorities by diluting voting power of Hispanic and Black Texans. That opinion, which replaces a temporary freeze on the ruling issued by Justice Samuel Alito on November 21st, keeps the map in place for the midterm elections as litigation over the boundaries continues. The high court said the lower court's ruling was improper because it came too close to the election. Bill Alexander, Washington.
A Navy admiral has told lawmakers that there was no kill-them-all order in a military strike against a boat off the waters of Venezuela. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a classified briefing on Capitol Hill, Admiral Mitch Bradley said that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave no such order to kill any survivors after an initial attack against a suspected drug boat. GOP Senator Tom Cotton, who heads the Senate Intelligence Committee, defended the military strikes. But Congressman Adam Smith, the top Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, watched video of the attack on survivors, calling it deeply, deeply concerning. He's demanding further investigation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The FBI has arrested a suspect 5 years after an unidentified person placed two pipe bombs outside the headquarters of the Republican and Democratic National Parties in Washington. Agents arrested Brian J. Cole, Jr., 30, of Woodbridge, Virginia, on explosives charges. On Wall Street, a mixed day as the Dow was down by 32 points, the NASDAQ rose 51, the S&P advanced 7. This is SRN News. A new poll paints a picture of Black Americans' faith.
The Pew Research Center poll reveals that most African Americans are self-described Christians, 73%. However, like so many other demographic groups, religious affiliation is on the decline. The Pew study also finds that Black people are more religious than all other races. 58% of African Americans say their faith is very important in their life, compared to 35% of white Americans and 40% of Hispanics. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the wake of the pandemic, many American mothers lost faith in the institutions that once shaped their lives. Into that vacuum stepped conservative Christian women influencers who blend religion and personal stories to build trust on issues from food dyes and vaccines to transgender athletes and immigration. Conservative influencer Alex Clark tells Religion News Service nothing's more politically powerful than an angry mother. SRN News. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be holding, and the exchange of remains of hostages and prisoners continues.
Israeli anti officials say remains that militants in Gaza handed to Israel on Wednesday were those of a Thai agricultural worker. Palestinian health officials in Gaza confirmed they received the bodies of five Palestinians following an Israeli airstrike on Muassi in the south of the territory. Meanwhile, the return of the remains of Thai hostage Tusisak Rintalak leaves just one more hostage to be returned under the agreement. Israel says it won't allow two-way crossings between Egypt and Gaza until all captives in Gaza are returned. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Justice Department has failed to secure a new indictment against New York Attorney General Letitia James after a judge dismissed the previous mortgage fraud prosecution. More at SRNnews.com.